All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM Community Connected. You are listening to Coffee Time, and I'm your host, Vince Tropea. As we teased earlier, we're chatting today with Miss Marta Casey. She's the executive director for the Lander Pet Connection, here to talk to us about a number of things today. Miss Marta, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Vince. How are you?
Oh, doing well. How are you doing with all this wind that's going on today?
Just trying to hold steady.
That's all we're trying to do right now as well. You are here today. You're going to give us a little bit of a recap about the adoption event for Sid Miller that happened over the weekend. And then you're also going to be giving us a little heads up about what a day in the life is like for an adoption of a pet and a rescue of a pet as well. And then just some other goings-on for the Lander Pet Connection. But first off, how did that event go? Because you were here last week, and we were really interested to see and hear how that went.
Yes, thank you. We had amazing feedback from the community, and Saturday was a bit of a gray day, but it was still warm out. So we had over 30 people show up, and we had a number of our pets who are available to adopt walking around, and it was great. People got to do meet and greets with the dogs. We had a few kittens, and people could take the dogs on a walk around the park. We were really lucky. Everybody listened and didn't bring their own pets, so that kept the kennel cough issue at bay. And yeah, it was really awesome to see our pets out of the kennels, able to socialize and show what they're like in a grassy field instead of, you know, in the kennels.
Oh, and that has to be huge for those pets, because I can't imagine what it's like mentally for an animal to you're trying to be adopted or whatever, you're trying to present yourself as an animal, but then you're used to that confined space. So seeing them out in public, seeing them out in nature had to be amazing for the potential adopters.
Definitely. And that's something that we've really tried to do this year, is to get animals out in the community, in foster homes. We're starting a field trip program. So on Friday and Saturdays from 1 to 5 p.m., people can come and take a dog and go off-site into Sinks Canyon or downtown and take the dog for a walk. That's better for the dog, and it gives them a chance to really be themselves.
Oh, that's 100%. And that you said that there was a lot of people listened to the updated advice of not bringing their outside animals. Have you heard anything more about what's going on with that upper respiratory infection in the dog community?
No, but we did talk to Lander Valley Animal Hospital before holding the event and bringing animals to make sure it was safe. And we do know that this strain is sort of the delta of kennel cough. It's hitting even vaccinated dogs. So just for 2 weeks, if you have dogs in Lander, try to keep them at home. The dog park is closed. We're trying to make sure that all of this just goes away. But we were really happy to have the event still, because it gave our pets the chance to meet all of these adopters. And we even had adopters from Rock Springs come. So that was pretty amazing.
Whoa, that is awesome. How many, were there any pets that were adopted that day, or were things lined up for adoption later?
They were lined up for adoption later. So I think we have about 6 or 7 lined up, which is really awesome.
That is awesome. Now, you did kind of tease as well that there's a lot of things that go into an adoption and in a rescue. Could you tell us a little bit more about what happened over the weekend? You went out to go check out an animal, correct? And then another rescue happened in the midst.
Yes, this last weekend was huge. We had our Sid Miller Memorial Adoption Event, and our partners, Animal Adoption Center from Jackson Hole, were out in Fort Washakie doing a spay and neuter clinic. And my team was out driving around like crazy on Friday trying to get animals from people who wanted to spay and neuter their pets but didn't have the means to get to the spay and neuter clinic. So these are people who might be disabled, don't have a vehicle, or one family had stage 4 cancer. So we were out there trying to get their pets to the clinic. And these are pets that go, they get spayed and neutered, and then they go home. So I was returning a mama dog, and I heard a little bit of a meow. And from under a broken down camper, I saw a little tail wag, and it was a puppy. So I actually grabbed my accounting folders from my car, and, you know, to put on the ground, because there was some broken glass and metal, and tried to dive under the camper, basically. And I was able to grab the puppy, and it's never pretty because you're trying to hang on. It's better for them if they get out in this kind of a situation. The rest of the litter had been killed, it looked like. Mm. So I was able to take this puppy and get it straight to a foster home, and she's doing really well.
She's doing really well?
Yeah, okay. She's going to the vet tomorrow to get a complete checkup, but she was lucky, and the family was really grateful because they take care of their own pets, but then because they do, a lot of people dump other pets in their driveway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so that's kind of the situation, and they have a lot of litters of puppies, so we've been helping them and triaging.
So your job's never done. It's even when you're out doing one thing, you end up doing something else. Then it sounds like you're saving lives, though. That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's an honor, and we really can only do this with the community, so we're grateful for everybody's help, and it is saving lives. It never ends. It's a lot of work, but we're really grateful for the support.
Grateful for the support. And will that animal, that dog that you rescued that day, will he, right?
She.
She?
Yep.
Will she be up for adoption then in the relative future?
She will. We have a bit of a line for puppies.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great. But if you do want to apply, our process is to apply online right now. We're working on a paper application. We make sure your current pets are spayed and neutered because that's part of our philosophy and up to date on vaccines. And then if you're pre-approved, when a dog comes along you fall in love with or a cat, you can be first in line.
Okay. And they can also, in addition to looking it up online, they can come into the LPC and get paperwork as well?
Not yet. We are actually working on that, and we're in the middle of a grant competition through Maddie's Fund.
Okay.
To try to get enough staff, actually, to have paper applications so we can input it into our system, do more outreach, be more inclusive of people who don't use computers or the internet all the time. And that's huge for us. Staffing is a challenge, so we're applying for a grant to hopefully be more inclusive in that realm.
And that was Maddie's Fund, you said, as well?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about that.
It's called the Open Arms Challenge, and it's to make adopting and fostering more accessible to the community.
Okay.
So we're working to build a team. We have an adoptions program now and a foster program, and now we just want to make sure that we're really reaching out to everybody who wants to be involved. So Maddie's Fund is one of the biggest funders in animal welfare, but we rely on individual donations, actually, to sustain our operations. So hopefully we'll get this, but we really are grateful for all of the individuals in the community who are helping us do this work.
Anything and everything. And just so you can hear these types of success stories, could you tell us a little bit about Mr. Watson? You kind of mentioned this a little bit ago. This was a long-term resident at the LPC, and he's got an awesome new life now, correct?
He does. Watson is amazing, and he represents what we are about. He came into the shelter in March, and he was really badly beaten up. It looked like he maybe was a bait dog or a fight dog. One of his eyes was almost completely shut. He had a bunch of emergency treatment at our partner's G-Bar G-Vet in Riverton, and he pulled through. But he was a pretty tough guy who had been through a lot, so it was a little bit of a challenge to have him around other dogs. So we worked with a trainer, actually, Christy Chapman, over the summer, and she helped us build our animal care team to really focus on rehabilitation and focus on animal care in a more broad sense. So not just feeding and giving meds, but mm-hmm. that interaction, the enrichment. And he came out of his shell, and then we have some amazing staff who started taking him out on field trips and to go get a puppuccino, things like that, ice cream cone.
Oh, wait, did you just say a puppuccino?
Oh, yeah.
Where do dogs get a puppuccino in this town?
The bake shop, yeah.
Okay, I had no idea that was a thing. All right.
Yeah. So that was amazing for Watson. He got to socialize. He really grew into himself. And we have been advocating for him for months to find a good home. And one of our amazing staff members had a family member, actually, who is from Salt Lake City. And she's in the police department there.
Whoa.
And she wanted to adopt Watson. So Watson is actually on his way to be a canine working dog with the police. And we're so excited.
That, my gosh, that's amazing. That is so. So he went from being, how long was he at the LPC, did you say?
Nearly eight months.
And then now he's going to not only just an awesome foster home or just a new home, but he's getting a career out of it too.
Exactly. He's a career working dog.
You've seen Watson, he's a big burly pit bull. Look, is he a mix with something else? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think he might be pure pit bull.
Okay.
Yeah.
He looked like an amazing specimen of a dog. I was really impressed with just how I saw that all the strides that he was making that you guys posted online as well. So it's just, that's heartwarming to hear that he found a good home. And then, yeah, he's got a job now.
It is really amazing, and that's why we do what we do. A lot of shelters are currently struggling across the country with intake and trying to place dogs, and we're just really honored to be able to continue to do this work. And Watson, he was a staff favorite. He has a fan club, but he really represents our whole mission, to take in animals that have been abused, who are neglected and kind of thrown out, sometimes literally thrown out, and our team works with them. Sometimes we can't touch them at first. They're afraid of us. We regain that trust, and they are just amazing when they grow into themselves.
Well, and it sounds like you guys are going above and beyond to help them grow into themselves, because like you mentioned, you can get them used to feeding and taking their meds or whatever, and it seems like they're quote-unquote rehabilitated. But when it's time for adoption, they may have a different personality. So it sounds like you guys are taking those extra steps to ensure that personality meshes well with whoever the potential adopter is.
100%. And that's one of the other reasons why we're trying to start this field trip program, Fridays and Saturdays, 1 to 5, so that people can come. You have to fill out a form and go through a mini orientation, but we want the dogs to get out and about and not just sit in kennels. Sitting in kennels is, you know, it's not truly rescue. And we want to be part of that animal's whole transformation,
especially when there's puppuccinos out there for them to get. I'm still kind of fixing, I'm gonna take my dog to go get a puppuccino at the bake shop.
Yeah, the bake shop's amazing. They're one of our biggest supporters, and Matt and Angie Flint have just gone above and beyond to help us, and we're really grateful.
And just another member of the community that sounds like they're very involved with everything that the Pet Connection is doing. Is there anything else that's going on that you wanted to get out? I know that we did the wrap up of the Sid Miller event. Mm-hmm. And then talking about some of these emergency adoptions that are coming up. Was there anything else that you wanted to get out to the public while you're here?
Right now, I think just that we're really excited to kick off our fall fundraising for individual donors. And everything makes a difference. And if you've already contributed, thank you. And we're trying to think of really creative ways to support our mission. So you can, if you've already donated, maybe have a Facebook fundraiser, a yard sale, a bake sale, do something different to help us raise money. And that will, you know, amplify what we're doing and amplify our fundraising.
Awesome. And if people wanted to do that, how could they reach out to you again?
They can just email info@landerpets.org.
Great. And then could they also, would you recommend them calling and emailing before they come in?
Definitely. We do run around a lot to get dogs to emergency veterinarian appointments. So it's always better to call and make an appointment or email. And email is a great way because a lot of us are able to check the email.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here, everyone. Make sure to go out and check out the Lander Pet Connections website if you feel like donating. Sounds like a bunch of great causes are going on right now. If you feel like fostering, that's a great way to reach out and get back involved with the community. Take them out on these field trips. Mm-hmm. Marta, thanks again for coming in today. And please come back anytime you have any new Lander Pet Connection news for us, okay?
Thank you so much, Vince.
All right, thanks, everyone. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.